B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Our Jeff Darlington has the latest developments this morning from Miami. Jeff?
Well, Sam, Antonio Brown did make the trip to Miami, and I'm told he had a very productive week of practice that leads the team to expect him to play. Behind the scenes, though, this week has been about far more than football. As Brown was preparing to sign his contract last week with the Patriots, he also faced the decision about whether to sign another contract. This one to pay his accuser more than $2 million as a settlement agreement to end a sexual assault claim. What the public didn't know, while Brown was in the news for things like finding a new helmet and frostbitten feet, he was also in settlement discussions starting in April, including two mediations, the first of which happened in May. That situation culminated Sunday night, and according to sources that I've spoken to, Brown was given a 10 p.m. deadline to sign the settlement agreement, or the accuser's attorney would be filing their lawsuit the following day. That's the same day Brown's contract with the Patriots would be formalized. Now, Brown did not sign it. The suit was filed 2 days later, and now what has long been a very private matter is something the league, the Patriots, and the sports world will be following very closely.
All right, so it's Jeff Darlington, ESPN, who had the detail about Antonio Brown declining to sign the $2 million settlement to the accuser in that civil suit. So the civil suit was dropped on Sunday night. That was the deadline, or the Sunday night deadline. It was dropped on Tuesday. So two ways to read that. One is Antonio Brown did nothing wrong. He's being set up. This is a money grab. It's a frivolous lawsuit. He knows it. She has no evidence against him because there's no evidence to gather because he did nothing wrong, so he's not giving her a dime. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it, he doesn't want to pay the $2 million because he's a deadbeat and a cheapskate and routinely walks away from his debts. That, according to a new story in Sports Illustrated that dropped this morning. Shall we get to this now?
Absolutely.
Please. Headline, there's more history to Antonio Brown's history is the headline. Robert Klemko, exclusive. Accusations range from a previously untold account of sexual misconduct, a charity auction theft, multiple domestic incidents, and a long list of unpaid debts. Numerous conversations with people who have dealt with Brown, as well as reviews of court and police documents from three states, paint a disturbing picture. Okay, Klemko writes that SI conducted interviews with more than two dozen people who have employed, worked for, coached, or played alongside Brown, and reviewed police and court documents from jurisdictions ranging from Miami to Pittsburgh to Oakland. In a half dozen lawsuits, he's accused of refusal to pay wages to former assistants and part-time employees. Court documents and interviews also suggest a pattern of disturbing, sometimes bizarre behavior, including, Sports Illustrated has learned, a second woman's allegation of sexual misconduct by Brown. This second allegation of sexual misconduct happened in June of 2017. Brown was hosting a charity softball game in Pittsburgh to benefit the National Youth Foundation. Now, during an auction of artwork donated by regional artists, Brown noticed a portrait of himself, as well as its artist, a woman in her late 20s from out of state. Brown liked the painting so much that he outbid the leading bid of $450 with a bid of $700 to buy it himself. The artist says she took Brown at his word when he promised to pay at a later date. After all, Brown has earned more than $69 million before taxes during his on-field NFL career, and that's not including national endorsement deals with the likes of Pepsi, Nike, Microsoft, and EA Sports. Does he still have any of those, by the way?
He was the cover player for Madden last year, so I would imagine he still gets some money from it, yeah.
The only one he lost so far that I know of is the helmet.
Okay. So I'm just curious if Pepsi, Nike, Microsoft, and EA Sports are so eager to put him, you know, is he still representing those companies? I'm curious about that. But anyway, so he offered $700 for the painting, said I'd pay it later, and he liked the artist so much and so delighted with the portrait and the artist that he invited her to come to his home in northern Pittsburgh to create another painting of him, this time a mural on the wall at his home. The artist says Brown agreed to pay a daily fee of $1,000 for her work. So she shows up at his house. He's immediately flirtatious. Okay. But the women came back the second day. The second day, the atmosphere curdled as...
Like bad milk.
They write, as Klemko writes. The artist says at one point she was in a kneeling position while painting and turned to find Brown behind her, naked, holding a small hand towel over his genitals. Quote, he was flirty with me, but I paid him no mind because I was there on business. Plus, I had already seen him with multiple girls in the short time I was with him, says the woman, the artist. I was about 40% done on the second day, and I'm on my knees painting the bottom, and he walks up to me butt-ass naked with a hand cloth covering his penis and starts having a conversation with me. She took it as a clear sexual come-on. Unfortunately, I've been tried by men a lot of times, she said, so I just kept my cool and kept painting. After that, it all ended abruptly. Next day, Brown left the house, went to Miami, and basically ghosted her, you know, didn't return her calls and just sort of blew her off. He did pay her $2,000 for her 2 days of work. He did pay her, which is the upset of the whole story. He, however, did stiff the charity. The $700 still hasn't paid him to this day for the painting. So that's the second sexual misconduct incident. You have a thought on that?
I'm not surprised.
Well, there's also an update, too. So this was from his lawyer tweeting just a short time ago. Antonio Brown has reviewed the sexual misconduct allegations made by an unnamed artist included in the recently published Sports Illustrated article and denies he ever engaged in such activities. There will be no further comment at this time.
This lawyer's earning his money, man.
Sure is.
Is this Heiter?
Yeah, Darren Heitner.
This poor guy.
I wonder if Brown actually pays him.
So, right, good point. Good point. So another accusation, another denial. All right, SI writes, continuing, Brown has had acrimonious relationships with several women in his life. Police were dispatched to his Pittsburgh area home on domestic disturbance calls 3 times in the last 4 years. I think I said the other day, or I said last hour, that it was 3 straight nights. That was a different thing that I was talking about. This was the domestic disturbance calls in Pittsburgh were 3 times in the last 4 years. Each incident involved his longtime girlfriend, Chelsea Chris, the mother of 3 of his 5 children. None of the calls resulted in an arrest. According to the police report of an August 2017 incident, Chris accused Brown of throwing a bottle of cologne and a bottle of lotion at her during an argument, then leaving for a preseason game. Officers observed no injuries on Chris, who, according to the report, was hesitant to pursue charges for fear of it affecting Brown's career. Then in May of 2018, the most recent incident, Brown called police to his home claiming Chris took his credit card and a Range Rover. Chris was in the vehicle with the credit card when police arrived. Chris told police that Brown had intended to fly to California without providing adequate funds for her to take care of their children while he was gone. Brown gave the officers $500 to give to Chris in exchange for the credit card. So to end it, he gives the cop $500. Would you give it to her and get my credit card back?
Oh, yeah, the cops are the middleman in the deal.
Chris claimed she needed $1,000, but Brown refused to give her any more money. Officers were unable to settle the dispute, which to their knowledge did not turn violent, and left after suggesting that Brown attempt to speak with Chris or another mediator. Okay, then they detail the thing that I mentioned last week a couple times, the domestic charge in Hollywood in January of 2018. Wiltress Jackson, who is another mother of another one of his kids, was there to retrieve money from Antonio Brown for reimbursement for their daughter's haircut. A shouting match ensued as Brown refused to let her into his residence, and per the report, Brown pushed her, causing her to fall backward. Jackson suffered a cut on her left forearm. The next day, Jackson arrived at the Hollywood Police Department to say she didn't want to press charges, and none were ever filed. Heitner, this poor guy, released a statement claiming in part that there was nothing wrong happened that night. Want to just weigh in before I continue?
No, I mean, so far, again, I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, obviously we had heard about the last incident. I had not heard about the first two, so those were new, but this is completely consistent with what I think he is.
So, like you know, I said before, it's none of those singularly would rise to the level of criminality or, you know, suspension or anything like that. But if on the fourth call, the wife is actually battered, you know, like that's sort of the pattern,
yeah,
right? Like there's a call after call after call, and then ultimately someone gets hurt. And
right now he's like spinning the roulette wheel of trouble, and the ball hasn't fallen yet on the one that's going to be the big whopper.
There's no evidence that he's done anything to that degree, but like it feels like the story details everything you
When something happens.
See, leading up to it.
When something eventually happens with this guy, and I do believe it'll be here or somewhere else, but in Antonio Brown's life, there is going to be a whopper of a story that follows him, that it, and none of us collectively can say, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Klemko writes that Brown's run-ins with police became stranger and more frequent over the past 2 years. In April 2018, Sunny Isles, Florida police were called to his residence on three consecutive days. So this is the one I was referring to. Called to his residence on three consecutive days. On April 23rd, he called police to report that upon returning from an 11-day trip, he discovered a handgun and a tote bag containing $80,000 had been stolen from a closet in his apartment. The next day, the police returned to the apartment after a call reporting that furniture was being thrown to the street from the 14th floor balcony. Police reported Brown was very agitated and yelling that building security had set him up. According to lawsuits filed by the building's landlord and the family of a 22-month-old boy who was nearly struck by furniture as he walked with his grandfather, Brown was throwing the items from the apartment in a fit of rage. One day after that, Brown called police to report the theft of his Rolls Royce. According to the report, we, meaning the two police officers, knocked on the door several times before a male voice responded, "Who is it?" I identified myself, and a black male, later identified as Brown, opened the door. When I said hello, Brown said, "I found the car," and closed the door.
I found that part kind of funny. Like, he just, what, opened it up a crack. He's like, "Found it. Bye." Clip.
Thanks for coming. We're good.
Got my Rolls Royce all set.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, though. Yeah, couldn't find my car, and then, you know. Anyway, whatever. It turned up because he loaned it to someone and forgot.
In May of 2018, on yet another visit by police to Brown's 8,800-square-foot home at the mouth of a quiet cul-de-sac in Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, Brown reported that a safe containing $50,000 in cash and jewelry, valued at approximately $2 million, had been stolen from his bedroom while he was away in Miami. Brown told police he had a suspect in mind, Sam Williams, a personal assistant whom Brown said was the only person with access to the home. Police say Williams passed a polygraph test, and their interviews with Williams and another person of interest in the case revealed that Williams was hardly the only person with access to the house. Williams, shockingly, that's me, that's not in the story, Williams told police he was owed back wages by Brown. And that enters a whole other chapter of the story where this is common, where service industry people who are owed money by Brown are shut off by him in bizarre, crazy ways. This is how this guy got fired, that Brown claimed that he stole from his safe in his house in Pennsylvania.
This guy's paranoid. He is. Brown, I mean. Brown is, he's whacked.
Well, he's just a bad guy. And look, there's most of these stories, if not all of them, are all like, what are you dealing with? They're reprehensible. But for me, who has worked in the service industry, and Lord knows with the volatility of radio, I'm sure I'll be back there again someday. How you treat people who work in the service industry, to me, says so much about who you are as a human being. Well, and Antonio Brown acts so much like these people are beneath him.
We still haven't gotten my two favorite
ones. Well, let's get to that. Well, there's a whole nother side of this thing, and that we'll get to that piece of it right after these words.
Sports. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
In comes Antonio Brown. First snap as a Patriot. Play number two.
Brady waits on the snap. White motions into the backfield. The quarterback's left. The snap to Brady. A throw down the middle. Caught by Brown. Has it at the 40-yard line of Miami. Clipped down by Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Here we go. I mean, pick your poison. You're going to double Edelman. You're going to double this guy.
Brady waits on the snap. Still the second down and nine. He has it. He stands in. He throws for Brown on the out. First down Patriots stepping to the far sideline at the Miami 28.
12-yard cushion. Good luck.
Three to the right. Brown left. Brady's looking that way. He's throwing that way. Catch by Brown. He curls to the inside at the 10 and rolls to a stop. With Wiltz close by, along with Rowe, two former Patriots.
God, he's so quick. He's asking for more. He says, keep feeding me.
Yeah, it's Antonio Brown on the field. Boy, is he nasty good. Nasty good player. Off the field, ugh. Ugh. All right, the service industry people. Start with this story. Again, Sports Illustrated, Robert Klemko. Sports Illustrated has identified several people Brown has cut out of his life allegedly before payments for goods and services were made. Many of them say they were subjected to Brown's unusual behavior. For example, Dr. Victor Prisk, a former gymnast and bodybuilder who runs an orthopedics and wellness center in Pennsylvania, says he was wary of Brown's reputation in the athletic performance community before being, for being, in his words, flighty. Still, in August of 2018, he took an initial meeting with Brown, for which he says the receiver was 3 hours late. Upon arrival, Brown passed gas numerous times in Prisk's vicinity while Prisk was testing his body fat. So the guy's doing a body fat test, and he's farting in his face.
And he had someone actually record this, by the way.
And we just saw the video. It's out there.
I mean, it's not unbelievable. It's just, like, this one I chuckled at. I'm like, this guy's a child. He's a 13-year-old.
The video, shot by a Brown acolyte, made the rounds on the internet. Quote, it seemed just childish to me, the doctor says now. I'm a doctor, and this man is farting in my face.
If you want to hear it.
Sure, go ahead.
Let's see here. Ah. My bad, though. It's pretty freaking low. I'm doing some bodybuilders, and this is pretty freaking low. I gotta stay away. Damn. My bad. Damn.
And he's saying, my bad, doc, while his friend is recording this, and he knows he's all gassed up because he looks right at the camera and smiles when you hear the...
Jeez, good God. Anyway, this doctor took Brown on a client. Anyway, took him on as a client, creating diets and a supplement program and generally acting as Brown's on-call wellness coach. Of course, Brown stiffed him, and the doctor filed a lawsuit seeking $11,500 from Brown for past services. Then the story goes into this long detailed stuff about other service industry people who were stiffed by him.
Personal chefs. Yeah.
A speed trainer, a videographer, a brand manager and publicist, a lawyer for some of these people who they consolidated one lawsuit, says there's something wrong with them. He doesn't feel like he has to pay working class people. They go into a case where a car detailer was stiffed. A guy at a pet center, Jeff Leung of Aqua World Super Pet Center.
This is a good story.
Aqua World Pet Supercenter in Pittsburgh says he installed a 220-gallon tank at Brown's residence and filled it with piranhas at Brown's request in June 2018. Last December, he received a call from Brown's house well past midnight. So the poor guy at the Aqua World Super Pet Center is on call past midnight? This poor schmuck. He gets a call from Brown indicating an emergency with the fish. He arrived to a tank covered in algae due to inattention and the inimitable odor of dead, rotting piranha. He recommended Brown discontinue the aquarium and pay him the more than $2,000 Brown owed him. He discontinued the tank but still hasn't paid the Aqua World Pet Supercenter in Pittsburgh. Then there's the story of the chef, the super chef that he hired for his party at the Pro Bowl in Orlando. During the week of partying, Tedeschi, I guess that's the cook or the cook's assistant or his wife or someone associated with the cook who he stiffed, says that as service people tending to various aspects of the vacation rental came in and out of the house throughout the week, he overheard Brown say on more than one occasion, get those MFing crackers out of here. Speaking of the chefs, Tedeschi's wife raised concerns with her husband when she heard Brown openly referring to the women at the festivities as effing bees. During the party, a handful of players, including Brown, were using the top floor to host women, Tedeschi says. Several players openly smoked marijuana. Meanwhile, Brown's children were in attendance. A concierge, angered by what she saw, complained to Chris, I guess that's Brown's girlfriend, chastising her for tolerating the scene. The next day, Tedeschi says, again, that's the chef. The next day, Tedeschi says, one of Brown's personal assistants, whom the chef identified as Brian Davis, told him, quote, when you speak to Mr. Brown, you don't look him in the eye. Stunned, the 55-year-old Tedeschi ignored the man who was some 30 years his junior. As Brown looked on, smirking, Davis began to yell, when you speak to Mr. Brown, you don't look him in the eye. Tedeschi says he nearly quit on the spot. Quote, that's when I realized I probably wasn't getting paid. He has a lawsuit out there for $38,500 against Antonio Brown.
Oh, you got to read the next sentence, though. I have it if you don't.
Later that afternoon, Brown found... Oh, yeah, this whole thing. Later that afternoon, Brown found a severed salmon head, fish head, which Tedeschi was saving to use as a soup in the freezer.
That's good for a stock.
So, right. Yeah. You cut off the fish head as a stock for soup.
As many chefs do, they use every part of everything.
According to Tedeschi, Brown accused the chef of making a mafia-style threat against his life.
He is an idiot.
Like the horse head in the bed of the producer in Hollywood.
I'm telling you, this guy's not right. He's not. I'm chuckling because I read that and I went, wow. Like, talk about someone who's gone off the deep end. He finds a salmon head and is like, what are you threatening me, bro?
It's just for a stock, man.
Like, he is not all there, man. And he is not right.
And that whole thing, don't address Mr. Brown directly. Do not look him in the eye. These are the instructions we give interns with Maz. Yeah. Do not look Maz straight in the eye.
Or you'll turn to stone like Medusa.
Okay. And just one other line later on in the story caught my attention. The Patriots, for their part, seem to have done little to no vetting of the receiver before signing him.
I read that too, yeah.
That's what Clem Coe said, that the Patriots appear to have done no vetting of the receiver before signing him. So, again, all those things, farting in the doctor's face, exposing himself to the artist in his house, stiffing what feels like most of the people that have ever worked for him, stiffing charities. None of those singularly rise to the level of fire him, cut him, suspend him, put him on the exempt list.
Correct.
The numerous domestic calls to his house. You know, he apparently chucked the cologne and stuff at his girlfriend. It missed. Okay, so none of those singularly rise to the level of a criminal complaint or a criminal action of abuse, or maybe even a civil action of abuse. We'll find out with this case. So singularly, none of them really rise to that level or cross a line. Cumulatively, what do you see here? What do you feel is coming? What do you feel is building? What is
something bad? Yeah,
I mean,
something
I read
bad
this thing.
Where he hurts another human being.
Well, and to me, it's all a matter of time with this guy, and maybe the person getting hurt is him. It's a matter of time before there's repercussions for stiffing people. You don't mess with people's money. And frankly, after reading this, I hope that happens because it'd be deserved. You don't screw with people's money. We've all agreed on this as a society. If you compensate a person for goods and services, we can agree on that. And if you don't, you're a scum. And that's Antonio Brown comes off to me as like the worst of the worst because of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I always put the domestic stuff in a much more severe and different category. Like, you know, you got kids. You got baby mamas, whatever, you know, relationships with people, and you are slamming doors in their faces, throwing perfume bottles at them. Like, that's not good.
So, you know, anyone.
Not good.
And not that I'm any expert of it, but from what I understand, you know, there's a pattern of behavior and then, you know, boom. And it just feels like this story details a pattern of behavior. I mean, it doesn't feel like we've had the boom. I hope not. I hope no one's gotten hurt. But you just sort of. And this is the thing with Antonio Brown. So this is just today. Last Friday, the last time I was on the air with you, I read a New York Post story about his stepfather in Miami who said he has abused women physically. And I'm just telling you, every day, every week, every month, there's another Antonio Brown story. The whole season, folks, is going to be about Antonio Brown, and most of it is going to be bad. Outside of Sundays, where he's freaking brilliant, you know, physically, is probably going to be bad news because he's bad news. Are you okay with potentially Brady's final season? Are you okay with potentially an undefeated season being hijacked by this guy and this story? Are you okay with that?
Mike, the guy's been here a week.
Because the games are going to be hard to talk about. 43-0's hard to talk about. And what was the week before? 33-3, whatever, is hard to talk about. Those are hard games to talk about. And I think you're going to have a lot of them this year. You are really good. The team is a freaking wagon. They're nasty. They have the easiest schedule in what is a bad league, even if you have the hardest schedule. There's going to be a lot of these weeks. The season is going to be dominated by this guy. Good, bad, and there's probably no indifferent. There's probably no in-between. So are you okay with that? This could be Brady's last year. This could be the last roundup. This could be a 19-0 season. And this is what's going to dominate the conversation. Him exposing himself to this gal, pushing down that gal, three domestic calls in 4 years, three straight calls with erratic behavior in 1 week on three consecutive nights, farting in his doctor's face, stiffing the guy at the Pet World. Some you laugh at, some are like dangerous, but that's it. That's the story. What is he wearing getting off the bus? What did he do in the pregame? Was he wearing shoes or not wearing shoes? The Patriots assistant had to go run and drag him into the locker room because he was late getting out of the pregame. During the game, he got his helmet. Like the whole thing, it's all Antonio. It's all AB all the time. Are you prepared for this? Are you okay with this?
No, not at all. He is an exhausting human being. And again, you read some of those stories, whether it's family, friends, law enforcement, us that are forced to talk about him, society as a whole. He is a burden. It's always something with Antonio Brown.
Okay, are you prepared for this guy to hijack your season? Your thoughts after Murray's update. Meanwhile, everyone in the league is dropping like flies. The latest here from Jim Murray.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
All right, back to your phones as promised. Brian's in Bellingham. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I'm a New York Giants fan. Woe is me. But I don't want Antonio – I wouldn't want Antonio Brown on my team. It's all the stuff that's going on. But don't you think that the timing of all this stuff coming out now is really suspect? Why didn't any of this stuff come out when he was, in Oakland? Why didn't it come out his last year in Pittsburgh? Why are all these reports coming out now when he's on the Patriots? I personally think the NFL is after the Patriots once again.
Boy, I don't believe that you're a Giants fan, by the way. So the lawsuit, the sexual assault and rape lawsuit, has been on the table for months. They began negotiations and mediations in April. And actually had mediation sessions in May. So this is not a Patriots thing. This has been that lawsuit's been cooking for a while, for months. Okay? So she had set a deadline of Sunday when he was a Raider, not when he was a Patriot. So unfortunately for those of you with a persecution complex, this has nothing to do with you. I also think that Brown has been a lightning rod, and the story of the not only is he hijacking your season, he's in some respects hijacking the NFL's 100th season. So I mean, he's been the biggest story in the NFL for
months.
Okay, so
yeah, really going back to the end of last year, pretty much.
So this story, I don't think that Klemko started this story 2 days ago. But something tells me he started it weeks ago. Maybe it's when he came here. Maybe it was before. There was a lot of reporting done in that story. So this is not something that's been done in the last couple of days. People have started to pick up on Antonio Brown's trail for a while now.
And the other thing to the caller, there's a very simple way to solve the problem. If you're the Patriots, get rid of him. I mean, so if the league's out to get you, you want to give the finger to the league, just cut him.
I mean,
the persecution complex is something.
It really is. It's unbelievable.
You'll have to call Barstool or someone else. Like, we can't help you. We're not going to engage. That's just, it's stupid, frankly, because it's not even close. I mean, they let him play. They didn't even, I mean, the league hasn't lifted a finger on Antonio Brown. So he's with you on the field. So, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
They're always looking for the finger.
Here's Terry and Quincy. Hi, Terry. Terry! Okay, and call us back. You obviously know the number. Jose's in Wayland. Hi, Jose.
Hey, guys. I just don't get it. Patriot fans are all for this guy all the time. Everyone I've spoken to that is huge Patriots fans, like, oh, he's going to help us. We're going to go 19-0, blah, blah, blah. But if this is the Jets, we'd be saying, oh, the dumb Jets. Or if it was the Browns, the stupid Browns. And now all of a sudden he's here and he's the savior. We're going 19-0, blah, blah, blah. It's like, come on, guys. When does it end?
Pretty shameless. But it's not, this is hardly the only fan base that would do that.
No, they pretty much all would. This one just feels a little worse in the, you know, in the middle of this dynasty. And it's just, again, like, you know, no matter what it is, someone's out to get him. That part is just, and I'll tell you, I find, like, you know, the thing that pissed me off over the weekend was this idea that Robert Kraft, or at least the Patriots, are saying privately that had they known about this, they wouldn't have signed him. What? Really? Well, then cut him. What's stopping you from cutting him? Like this whole idea that, as you said, they want it both ways. They want the player and they want the moral high ground. You can't have both. You got to pick one.
Not with this guy. Not with this guy. Just own it. Just own it. You sold out for the talent because talent trumps all, and you want to win at the highest level. So just own it. Be a man, and just do that thing. But to say, oh, I wouldn't have signed him if I knew, like, cut the crap. Why has it always got to be this PR play? This PR play by them. I mean, again, just own the damn thing or release them and then get on your high horse if you want. Release them and say we stand for more than that. Then that's fine. You're consistent. But you can't sign them, play them, and then say we stand for these things. You can't, you don't get to have it both ways on that one.
I mean, there are just so many things that are inconsistent about it, too. Like, one is that they have a quarterback who has made all these sacrifices for the team, and they have a coach whom they pay richly because he can get more out of less. So the whole thing is built upon, you know, Belichick tapping into guys' talent when they might not have as much as someone else. And yet they will give up whatever standard might exist for however short a period of time for a guy like this. I don't get it. The whole point of having Belichick and Brady is that you can get away with less.
Exactly right.
I don't get it.
Exactly
it makes
right.
no sense to me.
Exactly right. The whole thing's been built on staying away from guys like
exactly.
this.
Exactly. Like, it makes no sense to me. I don't get it.
Well, again, good deal and the quarterback wants him. So don't underestimate that thing. I think we know Brady is all in on this guy, and he has been from the jump. Al Michaels, the first day, 1,000% in. He invited this cretin into his home, for crying out loud, to live at his home. Never mind his training facility. And again, Alex, I'd get the payment up front. I would not bill him and assume payment later. I'd get an advance. But Brady lets him into his home, his training facility. He's 1,000% in, and then he gets on the field, and every third ball goes to him. Because Brady is all in on this guy. Make no mistake. Long commercial-free segment is next. We'll hear from Antonio Brown's unofficial Patriots spokesman when we come back.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5. The Sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't think any of us had any doubts about AB's skill set. You know, I think it was just good, I think, for everybody to see it in the actual game. Like, he continues to be who we expect him to be, and that's a great wide receiver, a good football player. And for us, it's a tremendous asset. You know, it takes a huge stress off of the offensive linemen, the running backs, everybody. There's no way you could pinpoint one facet of our offense to try to shut us down. As you see, as you just saw, it's pretty tough to try to contain us. So with him, he's a huge help. We're glad to have him.
I find this unusual, interesting. Antonio Brown has not spoken to the media since he's gotten to New England. Someone who was taken up as his spokesman feels like Josh Gordon, who you just heard from there. Josh Gordon had some interesting things to say about Antonio Brown on Friday in the locker room, and again post-game yesterday down in Miami. This is a player who the Patriots were so petrified of when he first got here. They limited him to 3 questions and out last year. Remember that?
Of course.
3 questions, and then they yanked him off like the old thing vaudeville with the cane, yanking him off the podium before Josh Gordon did or said anything that they deemed inappropriate. 3 questions, that was it. That's how fragile they felt Josh Gordon was. So there's a league-mandated responsibility that you have to speak after games. They gave Gordon 3 questions and then out. Now, he's allowed to speak for Antonio Brown, which I'm glad because I think Josh Gordon is saying some really good stuff. Not that I totally buy it, but I think that he's articulate and good for him, clear-eyed and all of that. I think he's a good spokesman. I do. And I think he's shed some light on Antonio Brown. And not that I totally buy it. You know, he said this thing about Antonio Brown picking up the offense but that I don't really agree with. Here it is.
He's got a great football mind, football IQ. Guys that are football smart just pick it up, you know. Some faster than others. He's one of those guys that's gifted in that area. He can come in here and was able to adapt on the fly. And he's still learning, as we all are. But, you know, it just goes to show how much he really wants to be a part of this offense, how much he really wants to be here and contribute, and how fast he did it. It was great to see him make that progress today.
Okay, so where I just disagree with Josh Gordon is that he picked this up quickly. and, you know, fully immersed himself and, you know, hit the ground running. I think that was sort of a, it's just a cliche analysis. He hit the ground running. It looks like he's been here months. He picked it right up and fit in seamlessly. Is that what happened?
I mean, not for me. No. Again, look, on that first drive, it felt to me like everything was sort of, you know, preordained. When I say preordained, predetermined. The you know, where he was going to go from the snap was clear. Brady was going to go to him with the ball, all of that right out of the gate. And then after that, particularly in the second half and after the touchdown, I just felt like they weren't on the same page. I did not see great chemistry or communication between the two of them in the second half.
Well, but if he had fully immersed himself and hit the ground running and, you know, got up to speed, he would have played more than a third of the snaps. He played 24 snaps. And they had, what, 74 total?
72.
72. So he went on the field. If he was fully caught up in the offense, fully caught up in the playbook, fully caught, do you think he would have played more than a third of the snaps? So that's, yeah. I mean, that's all you need to know. So, like, this whole thing that he picked it up and you hit the ground running is just, that's just a cliche to say because he didn't. He wasn't on the field. So I think he'll get there because he's freaking nasty. And I think what you saw out there is just his tremendous gifts as a football player and a receiver. Again, I've been talking all day about his feet and his hands, and I love how he's just as quick as he is fast. He's not just a straight line burner. And I love the fact that he lines up in the slot. I think those are the most dangerous guys that are in the slot. Guys who can go inside, outside, stretch it vertically, come back for the ball, possession game, deep game. Like, take out all of him as a person, everything else other than what I see on the field. And he's my kind of receiver. I just love his skill set. He's terrific.
I mean, I said to you before they, you know, when they first caught him or when he was first available, and I'm going back to when he was, you know, when Pittsburgh was moving him now. I think for Brady, he's perfect. And the more I look at it, he's perfect for Belichick, too, because he can do so many different things.
So I just think that's what you saw. You didn't see a guy who had picked it all up. If he had picked it all up, he'd be on the field more. He wasn't on the field because they only had a set amount of plays or packages for him because that's all he could absorb so far. So I think he'll get there. I just think that analysis in game one is not just sort of misses the mark. I also think it's apparent that, again, Brady's going to feed him. He was on the field for 24 snaps. He got 8 targets and a handoff. So 9 of the 24 snaps,
it's almost 40%.
He's getting the ball in some way, shape, or form.
It's 37.5%.
So I do wonder how that filters down. Not that, you know, we had a call earlier about Edelman being pissed. I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, someone is going to be left high and dry. I think your best receiver yesterday, or someone I really liked, I don't know, Brown was probably your best receiver. But I thought Dorsett had a great day and has had a really good year. And is a really valuable guy, a reliable, steady guy that is really a poor man's Antonio Brown. Footwork, hands, the whole thing. And I think, you know, is he going to get squeezed? Is Josh Gordon going to get squeezed? He got squeezed yesterday. So something's going to give there. And is Brady going to, defer to Brown because he just wants him so badly and is so all in on Antonio Brown? Is he going to feed him and overfeed him to get him his incentives or keep him happy or just do the Brown thing, do the Moss thing, 07 Moss thing, that something else is going to give or their offense would suffer down the line? That's just something to keep an eye on. But I think it's clear that, you know, I said last week he's not going to get those incentives. Based on just the little sample we got yesterday, I think Brady wants to get them for him.
Oh, they're gonna keep him involved. I mean, and it's as much about keeping Brady happy as Brown happy. You know, I think the two are intertwined. So the question is whether or not it gets him off the rails at some point. But look, on the field, you know, if you give them time, you knew they'd be dynamic together. You know they will be dynamic together. And in that first drive yesterday, I mean, You do sort of look at it and say, how's anybody going to stop these two when they get rolling?
And I just, I love that, you know, using Brown in the possession game. That's what, you know, I don't need the big strike, take the top off the defense nonsense. I just don't need it. No one needs it. And not only do I not need it, no one needs it. And so if Brown's willing to play that game and they're willing to use him in that way, I mean, I don't know how it doesn't work. Brady's too talented. Brown's too talented. Bill and Josh are too smart. I don't know why it doesn't. The only way it doesn't work is actually if it, you know, one of these lawsuits or one of these claims actually crosses the line and feels like he's brushing right up against it. So that's how it doesn't work. On the field, I don't know how it doesn't. And the competition's so bad, you know, add that. So how about him not speaking? Okay, so Pro Football Talk and, you know, this was bound to happen. The NFL, Mike Florio writes that the NFL does not require players to say anything useful to the media, but the NFL does require them to show up. Since joining the Patriots a week ago, receiver Antonio Brown has not spoken to the media. Not surprisingly, Mike Giardi of the NFL reports that the NFL is looking into Brown's failure to meet after his first game as a Patriot. The NFL requires all players to be available once during the week and after each game. So he did not meet the media last week, did not meet the media after the game Sunday. In fact, when media came into the locker room, they had torn his name off the locker stall that had been assigned to him. I think this is smart of the Patriots, and I think they should pay whatever fine comes their way. This is smart. This is one of the ways and one of the reasons, one of the examples of how if Antonio Brown's going to work anywhere, it's going to work here because they won't give him the runway to, you know, they'll do whatever they can, in other words. I still don't know if they're able to control him. Who's been able to control this guy? But they'll do everything they can, and this is a simple one. We're not even going to let you talk. And so I think that's smart by the team, and they should pay whatever fine and have him never speak if they could help it.
Okay, so I have two questions. One is how long can he adhere to that? Like, you know, you take the mics away from him, you might as well cut off the bread and water, too. Like, really, the guy, or oxygen. The guy, I'm not sure the guy can breathe without it. And secondly, I don't know, if I'm Josh Gordon or any other guy in that team and I have to answer questions for this guy, after a while, I'm going to get pretty sick of it. Like, why can't he answer for himself? Especially when one of their team mottos is speak only for yourself. Right? Like, along with the others, do your job, blah, 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 be attentive. If one of them is that, then it's convenient how they'll just bend those rules when they need to.
Yep, you bet. They're bending a lot of things for talent this time, aren't they? When they've been the antithesis of that for 20 years. They haven't bent to talent. You've adhered to the way we do business, and this is why we win, and this is it.
And for guys that are captains of this team, McCourty, Slater, that have been here as long as they've been, and they've already had to answer questions about this guy, like, I don't know how that doesn't rub them the wrong way.
Okay, we pick it up.
Yeah, you got to get sick of this guy fast if you're them.
Pick it up with your reaction. Are you sick of it yet? The Antonio Brown show, that's what the 2019 Patriots season has become. Never mind a seventh Super Bowl championship. Never mind 19-0. Never mind potentially Tom Brady's last year as a Patriot. It's all Antonio Brown. How do you feel about that? Again, your calls after Murray's update. Again, there's been breaking news across the NFL today. Quarterbacks going down like flies. The very latest with Murray right here. No spots.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.